Lately, I've been contemplating understanding
yeah.
and understanding thought, perception, dukkha,
yeah.
and then going into looking at the layers of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could expand with the layers of understanding.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, there's, yeah, there are, it's layered and layered and layered because it's, yeah, I was thinking of what comes to mind is, and I came up in, I think, a tea time discussion a day or so ago of one of the sayings that Ajahn Chah used to say to you, first you study the Dhamma, then you know the Dhamma, then you see the Dhamma, then you be the Dhamma. You know, it's all these layers, they're all understanding. They're all different layers of understanding. So it's a, and they work together, and then, you know, sometimes you've got to build on that bit by bit.
The other thing is that I recognize each time something arises like a thought, you can't take it through all the layers of understanding. And then hopefully that if you achieve the level of being of the Dhamma, is that it's sort of an underpinning for when something arises, so you don't have to take yourself through
right.
all the layers.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Because something that when it's yeah, when it's penetrated, it's done with. It's not complicated, and that's where our layers of thought and kind of need to understand in different ways is a certain level of complication, and it can be helpful in order to encourage or lead or clarify even. But kind of in the end, sort of that when something's really understood completely, then yeah, there aren't any more layers of complication.
It reminds me of a passage from the Visuddhimagga. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the different layers of understanding.
Uh-huh.
And he says the highest level of understanding is letting go.
Mm. Right, right, right.
That's a nice
way to sum it up.